I never did. I never felt comfortable with anything like that. But I was real alarmed when I found out that liquor upset anybody. But that's all I've heard. And I thought, well, what do they want to be called? That's all I've ever heard. That's all I've ever known. Besides that, there weren't a lot around where I grew up. At Maplebell, it was kind of a, apparently somewhere along the line, it was one of the places you just didn't come if you were black. A lot of areas like that.
How about the neighborhood,
Darkie was real common in times past, darkie. And the people that called them darkies didn't think it was derogatory either. I mean,
it was more used by older people.
Do you know any terms that... Oh, yeah, they call them jigs and jigaboos and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, jigs.
Do you know any derogatory terms that blacks might use for whites?
Yeah, and I don't know the significance of them. I mean, no. Oafy.
Oh, you know that?
And, I know a lot of them. I just can't call them up. Honky.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't know what a honky is. But, I mean, and it doesn't upset me if they call me honky, except I knew they'd be trying to say something nasty about me.
I feel like
I should be upset, but I don't know why I should upset
me.
Kind of like Dr. Montague in his book on profanity. He says, well, you know, says there really no reason for this to upset anybody.
Yeah.
it's just something you attach to.
Yeah, Ashley Montague. Yeah. He writes some interesting things, I think. I like to read it. I remember that one he wrote, Man's Most Dangerous Myth, I think it's called, or something. It's about race, anyway, you know. That's funny, I was thinking about that when you were saying that.
But I mean, I like to hear him because he's so matter-of-fact about everything.
Yeah.
He disarms so many things that people get alarmed about.
That's right. He does, that's true.
And it's really funny.
Now this is a term, white people referring to a certain type of other white people. Now, if you were talking about white people who are not very well off, who are just kind of good for nothing, I don't mean to say not synonymous with poor, but what I'm talking about is like with...
Trash.
Yeah, okay,
trash.
Yeah, right.
And poor white trash, I never heard the two words before that, just trash.
Just trash.
Yeah, just trash.
Mm-hmm.
Our squatters.
Talking about people who live way out in the country, who never come to town, who are just sort of
hicks.
Right. Okay. And
bumpkin.
How? Oh, bumpkin.
Yeah.
How about?
But probably bumpkin. I think is more comical. You know.
Than you. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think of it as probably more an educated word than hick. I think hick would be, I don't think the people that I grew up around would have thought of a bumpkin. I think they would have thought of hick, country hick. That has a definite meaning to me.
And if you were talking
about
a clod?
I mean, in my age, somebody that was really a bumpkin was a clod.
Yeah. People who, then like that, if there were people who came, oh, let's say somebody who came from the mountain, sort of, and might have moved to town. Did you make any distinctions like that when, like in Little Rock, did people, could they tell a difference, like in people who came in from the hills who moved to Little Rock?
Yeah,
if somebody was waiting for you to get ready to go someplace, and they might say, are you going to be ready soon? You'd say, yeah, I'll be with you.